Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Achrimos Kedoshim Shlishik Shin Bechubarin. Pasuk says, Vaydaber Adonai Moshele Mor Debra B'nei Sra Marta Lehem, Ani Adonai Lechem. Kima Asay Eretz Mitzrayim B'shir Shavta Balo Sasu, Chuma Asay Eretz Kanan Asher Nimi B'yuzcham Sham Balo Sasu, Uvechu Koseyam Lo Selechu, that the actions of Mitzrayim and Kanan were uniquely insidious. The Rambam also passes this way. Rambam discusses the Yisrael living in Mitzrayim, so he has that famous Yirah Ali, that if it was part of Milchames Rishos to be Marchav Gvul Yisrael, that the Yisrael of dwelling in Mitzrayim would go away, because it's rooted in this idea, Chamas Eretz Hashem Asher Yishavtem Bo Lo Sasu. The Ramban expands on this and says, you know, all of the pathologies of Canaan, you know, in terms of the Arayos were found in Mitzrayim as well, the Shtufim Beziva. And you have this in Sefer Bereishis, you know, you find this in the context of Potiphar and Ashes Potiphar being like the paradigmatic Egyptian home, and we know what goes on there in both directions. So Es Mishpatai Tasu Veschukosai Tishmeru Lalachas Bohem Ani Adonai Eleichem Bushmartem Eschukosai Vesmishpatai Asher Yasa Osam Ha'adam V'chai Bohem Ani Adonai Targum Unklus V'chai Bohem Sis L'chai Alma. The Ramban has a beautiful idea here. It says it depends whether or not a person is doing the mitzvahs lishma or shalol lishma. Shalol lishma, if he's doing them for reward in this world, so that's where he'll be rewarded. If he's doing them, you know, lishma, because it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu's, you know, mitzvah, shalol menasa kabel pras, so then, you know, sof haschar lavo. So here Rashi introduces the famous distinction between chukim and mishpatim. It's mishpatai ta'asu. Eilu dvarim hamurim b'torah b'mishpat she'ilu lo nemru hayu kedai la'omran, right? Things like stealing and murder, etc. Eschukotai tishmeru dvarim shem gzeres samach she'tarara meishav aleihem lamalanu l'shomran v'umos olam meshivan aleihem. It's both the enemy out there and the enemy in here, the Yitzhara and the umos ha'olam kigon achilas chazir l'fisha shatnez v'taras mechatas l'kach nemar ani Hashem gzerasi aleichem. Okay, so the Ramban points out, as you know, he often does, that this is, you know, chukim doesn't mean that there's no reason. It means that, you know, maybe the umbos olam are meishiv aleihem, maybe we're meishiv aleihem, but hagzer hu adavar ol al das hamelech shu achacham and hagas malchu sovi yodeh hatzorech wa etwalas the mitzvah yishi yitzavibba v'le yagido so la'am zulasi l'chachme yo atzav, right? So that it's, you know, a rarefied kind of a thing. It's reserved for those, you know, who have the extra level of insight. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, has his reasons. It's never arbitrary. This is the position of the Chinuch, obviously. Misha Rosh Hamet. So this is the position of the Rambam. He talks about this in Hilchos Be'ilah at the very end, that Kol Dever Shev Shalei Tein Bo Tam, you should give a ta'am, etc. So Rashi then says, Lalachas Bohem, Al Ti Pater Mitocham, Shelo Tamar, Lamati Chochmas Yisrael, Eileich Ve'elmad, Chochmas ha'umos. You know, so if a person wanted to, I guess they could interpret this Rashi to be, you know, was indicating that our approach to our machana, you know, Torah derech eretz or Torah, you know, chachma, Torah mada, whatever it is, you know, is not really Rashi's preferred approach, right? Al tipater mitocham shelo tamar lamati chachmas Yisrael, eileich ve'elmar chachmas ha'umos. But the truth of the matter is, if you read Rashi carefully, I don't believe that's what he's saying at all. Right? Al ti pater mitocham. You shouldn't say that I'm pater from them, right? I did it once, and that was like really fascinating and intellectually stimulating. Shelo tamar lamati chachmas Yisrael. As part of my, you know, tour, I did it already, right? So, you know, doing it again, that's a bracha shein etzricha. Why would I do that again? Eilech ve'almar chachmas ha'umos. So, it's that word Eilech that I think is the most dramatic of all in many ways. Eilech means that I'm done with this. I'm going to go, you know, somewhere else. And that's goof of the problem. The issue in Rashi is not, you know, making oneself knowledgeable, you know, in the chachma of the world, in the chachmas habore, or even a chachmas umos ha'olam, right? And I don't think this is just a distinction between Rashi and, you know, the Rambam's Mekabnes ha'emes mimisha amaro, but I think this is rather the idea of, is your position one of synthesis, or is your position one of, you know, a binary choice? And that's the Eilech ve'elmad chukas chachmas umos ha'olam. And I think that's something that we have to be very aware of and very, very cautious about in this regard. Moreover, this being, you know, I think very much Rashi's position. This is a tradition that we have in Pirkei Avos. We're learning Pirkei Avos right now, right? That a person who's holich badarach and he's mishana, and you know he's involved in Torah and then masik mishnasav omer manoa ilanze manoa nirza. So you know, a number of the classical commentaries, but certainly this is the way I heard it from Rosenzweig. You know, many times, the problem is masik mishnaso, and then he says manoa ilanze manoa nirza. That the person doesn't have an approach of synthesis. He doesn't look at the chachmas habore that you can perceive in nature and in other natural sciences as something that can be and should be and must be synthesized with Torah. But he sees it as, you know, okay, something else entirely. And he doesn't have a holistic, you know, integrationist perspective. And I think that this idea is something of like really, I would say, extreme importance from our point of view. As the more a person is going to be osik, and I believe we should be, and we need to be, b'chachmas, you know, ha'olam, not because it's foreign, but because it's an expression, as the Ramban writes about in his Akdama to the Torah, it's all an expression of chachmas ha'bore. So if that's really the case, and we do believe that it's the case, so then it's all the more important that a person, you know, needs to have an integrationist perspective and to understand, you know, kula miroa echad nitnu, that it's all an expression of his wisdom, and certainly the primacy of Torah, Tama Torah keneged kulam, la'achar, you know, shitz malik reso basar vayay, and all of that remains very much in order. And then we have, you know, an approach on that basis, an approach of synthesis.